Hey, Tailgate Nation, we love having great advertisers support our show. But in order to continue to do that, we need your help. So please go to podsurvey.com/tailgate and take a quick anonymous survey that will help us get to know you just a little better. That way we can show our advertisers just how great our listeners are. Even if you've taken our show's podcast listener survey before, the new one's new and different, so I'd really like you to take it all over again. Plus, once you've completed the survey, you can enter to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Again, that's podsurvey.com/tailgate. Thanks for your help.
You're listening to Tailgate Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's Adam Richman from the Travel Channel, and you are feasting your ears on Tailgate Radio with the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. Remember, chew carefully and eat mightily.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. Thank you so much for downloading episode number 127 of Tailgate Radio as we blast this show to all 50 states, all provinces in Canada, and over 50 countries across this big blue marble we call Earth. I am the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. We're taking a little break from Las Vegas. We'll be back out there next week. But this week, we've got Jeffrey Krinsman. He's the owner of the Barbecue Cleaner, and he's going to be here to talk to you and talk to us and talk to the Tailgate Nation about his business. He has one of the most exciting business opportunities out there, and he's had tremendous success serving tailgaters, serving people that own grills all over the United States. I'm not going to steal any of his thunder, but it's a great opportunity if you've ever wanted to be in business for yourself, didn't know what options are out there. Take a listen to Jeffrey Krinsman because he's got one of the best business opportunities in the country to get out there, do what you want, make your own hour, spend more time with your family, and make extremely good money for you and your family. So Jeffrey Krinsman will be joining us in just a bit here on Tailgate Radio. I want to thank you guys for continuing, even though we're done with football season. And I know some of you sent me some pretty scathing emails over the last couple of weeks saying tailgate season's over because football season's over. Well, in the mighty words of Colonel Sanders from the movie Waterboy, well, you're wrong, because tailgate season lasts all year long. And yes, I did make the bad mistake of quoting an Adam Sandler movie at my age. That is ridiculous, and I apologize to the Tailgate Nation. It will never happen again. But I just always remember that guy in the scene where he's the professor that is dressed like Colonel Sanders and looks like Colonel Sanders, and, you know, Bobby Boucher, if you remember Bobby Boucher, the professor asks, I'm going down a rabbit hole here. The professor asks, why are alligators so aggressive? And Bobby Boucher says, the reason why alligators is so is so angry is because they got all them teeth and no toothbrush. And Colonel Sanders says, well, your mama is wrong. And that triggers Bobby Boucher into form tackling said professor in the middle of the field or the middle of the lecture hall. So for some reason that stood out whenever I said that. So I apologize for going down that rabbit hole. We've got a great, great Twitter following. I have to say, you guys are some of the wittiest people, some of the most ingenious. Some of the memes that you have sent, which I didn't even know how to pronounce that until my children told me I was calling them memes. What's M-E-M-E? M-E is me. M-E-M-E should be meme, but it's not. It's meme. And so I got a proper education on social media exploits, I guess, from my children. And but anyway, great content from our Tailgate Nation. Listeners from across, not just the country, across the globe. I got an email the other day, or a tweet, I guess, the other day, from Kazakhstan. Yeah. the tailgating capital of the world, Kazakhstan. And he didn't tell me that I had inherited money from a prince or anything. He was talking about cooking. He was talking about grilling and what's the, you know, in the U.S., what are some of the best meats and the cuts of meat to cook? And I think I understand what you do. You celebrate before the game. And I said, that's exactly what it is. It's a celebration. You know, in a lot of places, I know like down in Mexico, after football, soccer, is when they celebrate, when they party. Whereas we do it before the celebration. And I don't know that that's exclusive, but I've been to a couple of matches down there and the parties after the game, which for the winning team makes sense. Whereas before the game, who knows who's going to win? So we're all going to celebrate. And as a guy told me the first year I got into tailgating way back in 2001 or 2002, when we had a tour that traveled the country, we were in a particular city. I won't say the name because it has a historically bad NFL team. But he was like, I don't care what happens on the field. I win in the parking lot. We win every week out here. And nothing says it better than that. So that's the philosophy I've adopted ever since he said that. And it's something that I've kept with me all these years later. And I think it's something you should do too. When we come back, we're going to have the owner of the barbecue cleaner, Mr. Jeffrey Krinsman. And I understand, as I said earlier, he's got a big announcement that affects his business. And I'm excited to hear what that is. So when we come back, we'll have him and a whole lot more right after this.
Not all ingredients are created equal. Fresh, high-quality ingredients make a real difference, so it's important to know where your food comes from. Thankfully, for less than $10 per person per meal, Blue Apron delivers easy-to-follow recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients, courtesy of over 150 local farms, ranches, and fisheries across the United States, right to your door. And because Blue Apron ships the exact amount of each ingredient required for a recipe, there's no food waste. It's everything you need to make sustainable and delicious home-cooked meals in 40 minutes or less. And just listen to some of the meals available in February. I actually cooked this with my family last night. Roasted pork with apple, walnut, and farro salad. It was absolutely delicious. Also, the crispy barramundi with quinoa and roasted carrot salad. Udon noodle soup with miso and soft-boiled eggs. Cashew chicken stir-fry with tango mandarins and jasmine rice. Every meal is absolutely fabulous. So Tailgate Nation, I want you to check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/tailgate. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/tailgate. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Take a meal. It's a barbecue. Turn up, do what you feel. Barbecue, hey, hey. Barbecue, hey, hey, on a hot day.
And welcome back to Tailgate Radio, the Grill Sergeant John Largent, and I'm excited to have one of our most prolific and one of my favorite guests on. He's the owner of the barbecue cleaner, Mr. Jeffrey Krinsman. Welcome in.
Thank you, John. Thanks for having me. Always great to be with you on Tailgate Radio.
I always find it interesting this time of year because in the Northeast right now, I've got friends that live in Maine and in New Hampshire. They're buried under snow. And as I am inside the studio, I'm looking at the thermometer outside my window, and it is 87 degrees Fahrenheit. So there are so many different variables that go into the weather, especially this time of year. It has to be interesting for you and for your location owners of the barbecue cleaner because it is such a diverse temperature and diverse areas that you serve across the country. How's everything going with the barbecue cleaner?
Everything is great. We just had our 159th location open up over the weekend.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Our 160th location will be opening at the end of this week, and then we already have some more scheduled in March. So things here are great. You know, the weather, I wish I could tell you it was 87 degrees outside my window, but I'm still looking at some white stuff covering the green grass. So that is unfortunately not the case.
However, a lot of our operators we've found this year are getting an earlier start in the season because of some of the warm weather across the country. It's that time of year for sure.
Yeah, it's been unseasonably warm down in the Texas area where I'm at, across Florida, and most of the Gulf States regions. It's just been, we just haven't had much of a winter. I think we had winter on January 19th, and that was about it. And so we've had a very warm winter, which makes for great outdoor cooking and grilling, which I know you guys are happy to hear about on a regular basis. And you know, I got word that you guys had an exciting announcement to make, and I'm so thrilled that you're going to make that announcement here on Tailgate Radio. So why don't you fill us in on some of the exciting news going on with the barbecue cleaner?
Definitely. And I know, you know, one of the reasons we wanted to put it out on Tailgate Radio is I know so many of your listeners will certainly understand the significance of it. You know, we've been really honored in the last month or so to get the super distinctive, huge distinction, which is the Kansas City Barbecue Society's Seal of Approval. And that is the highest accolade that the Kansas City Barbecue Society gives. As I'm sure most of your listeners know, you know, they have over 20,000 members worldwide. They sanction over 500 barbecue contests worldwide. I mean, they're everywhere. If you're in the barbecue industry, whether you're cleaning grills, you're competitive in grilling, whatever it may be, anything with the word barbecue, if you're in the industry, you certainly know about the Kansas City Barbecue Society. So we are certainly honored and humbled by it, and certainly excited as well.
Well, that is a huge honor. I'm a KCBS judge. I haven't done it recently, but I've been part of that network and that organization, and I can tell you, to have their stamp of approval on what you're doing over there at the barbecue cleaner is a huge accolade, and that does, they don't just hand those things out. So congratulations to you and your organization for really a fantastic addition to the things that you're already doing. Now to have the seal of approval from the Kansas City Barbecue Society is amazing. So again, congratulations to you and your team.
Well, thank you, John. I appreciate that. And, you know, we're thankful to you. You know, Tailgate Radio, we've had a lot of people mention to us, of course, over the years. Oh, we've heard about you on Tailgate Radio all the time. Or I was driving in the car and I heard you guys on. So, you know, we're honored to get to this point, and we're thankful to you guys for all you've done for us. So thank you to you and your listening base.
Well, I think we have some of the most passionate and engaged listeners out there in the world of audio on demand and podcasting. And so I remember when you and I first started this and you came on as our guest the first time, I think, I could be wrong, but I think you had just passed like 70 operators out there, and for you now to say that you've got your 160th operator going, that is exponential growth in a relatively short amount of time. It seems like you guys continue to have momentum year after year. What do you attribute that success to? I mean, it's amazing.
Well, thank you. It's great to hear that. I appreciate the kind words, John. You know, look, we continue to grow, and we grow at a fast pace, and you know, I think a lot of people have caught on to the success that our operators have had. I think that's always been a big part of the momentum. When you can look around the country and even Canada now and see the tremendous growth of our individual locations and people with the desire always to be their own boss, work from home, control their schedule, spend more time with their family, and want to work from home. And, you know, I think when you put all that together, people have been able to see how great of an offer the barbecue cleaner has been for people and how it can be for them as well. So we're certainly encouraged by the growth. We've even now had a lot of our operators turn into multi-unit locations as well to keep up with the demand. So we're certainly happy with what we've seen, but, you know, the momentum is certainly attributed to our individual operators. I mean, they deserve all the credit because of the success that they've had. Certainly that's been apparent to people looking them.
I want you to put on your Nostradamus hat right now, and I'd like for you to look into the future. I mean, what do you think the rest of 2017 will look like for the barbecue cleaner and your operators nationwide?
Well, Nostradamus. Well, I wish I could tell you who was going to win the Stanley Cup and the World Series if I was going to put on my hat. But let me try and keep it relative to the barbecue cleaner. You know,
We've had a really good start to 2017. We've had a couple locations already by mid-February open up, and they are all ecstatic with what they've seen so far. As I mentioned before, we have some more openings already scheduled in March, and it's certainly looking like there'll be more that follows in April and May already. So, for us, it's continued growth. It's continuing to help people get started with their business, getting them up and running, making sure they're comfortable with what they're doing. We do provide, ongoing support, so we're there if there's any issue. So certainly, for us, letting people experience this and grow and, get started. And then the second part of it is continuing to support our existing operators nationwide, and helping them grow. As I said before, we're seeing year after year single operators who got started maybe 6 months ago or a year or 3 years ago, whatever it may be, grow into that multi-unit business model, which for them is great. As we always say, it's a wonderful bridge for you to have to cross when you have so much work that you need to decide how you're going to manage it into a multi-unit operation. So, the plan for 2017 is the same. The blueprint is certainly working. We certainly have so many happy customers across the country that we're going to continue to do the same thing, and I'm confident we will.
If there's a person out there listening, and I'm sure there are many that are listening and want to learn more about how they can at least explore the opportunity, they've thought about owning a business, they've looked at maybe some franchise opportunities and nothing really spoke to them, and they love the grilling space, they love the outdoor, they love sports and tailgating and all those things, how can they learn more about your opportunity and how they could possibly be an operator for the barbecue cleaner?
Sure, and just to expand on one thing you just said there, we are actually not a franchise, and that's what makes us so unique. You don't pay any ongoing royalties at all. So it really is as simple as you keep 100% of what you make here. That's the problem with a lot of franchise models and any business out there is not only you need to make money for your business, but on top of it, you're paying ongoing fees back to a franchisor. So it obviously cripples your success. Here, that doesn't exist. So, everybody's keeping 100% of what they make. And I always say there's a variety of reasons why the barbecue cleaner has been so successful for so many people. But the number one reason always is that you keep 100% of what you make, because at the end of the day, you have more money in your pocket. And that's usually what success is based off of. But for anybody looking to get information, they can certainly go to our website. Our website is a wealth of information, which is www.thebbqcleaner.com. Or they can give us a call at 888-296-8368. And what we do for people, and we've gotten so big now that we almost are doing them every single day, is we do free 15-minute consultations with people where we really look at, everybody's individual background. Do we think you're a good fit for this? And then we take it a step further and we look at their demographic. What do we think of your area? Because the demographic certainly comes into this. So we do that for people as well, and if anybody's interested, I certainly encourage you to take advantage of that service. It's completely free in 15 minutes of your time, and you can kind of determine from there if the barbecue cleaner could be a good fit for you.
Yeah, and I think you made a good distinction there between what you guys do in a franchise, because I have some friends that own franchises, and they constantly, when we have conversations in private, they talk about, they have marketing fees, and they have franchise fees, and they have ongoing fulfillment fees that are associated, and you don't have any of that. So once you are part of the family at the barbecue cleaner, you're an operator, and 100% of what you earn goes back in your pocket. That is truly an amazing opportunity, and now the same folks that are looking at that opportunity have the blessing of the Kansas City Barbecue Society, which to me, there's not very many higher, if any higher accolades than getting the blessing from the KCBS. So that is a tremendous distinction, and again, congratulations on that, Jeffrey Krinsman. It is always a pleasure and an honor to have you here on Tailgate Radio. And if there's anything we can do with you, and we still need to get out there at a Giants game or I need to come up there and we need to spend some time. Maybe you can educate me on hockey. I still haven't mastered hockey yet, and I would love to learn more about hockey.
Anytime you want to come up here, John, I'm more than willing to take you to your first Rangers game at MSG in Manhattan. We will definitely do it. It's a plan.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Jeff. Appreciate you coming in. And again, if you are interested in the opportunity with the barbecue cleaner, it's www.thebbqcleaner.com. Jeffrey, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, John. As always, great to be with you. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk soon.
Barbecue, hey, hey. Barbecue, hey, hey. On a hot day, come play the P-Way. We do a big tease from the Bay.
Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich, no. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I want to thank Jeffrey Krinsman for coming in this week. Great information as always. Don't forget to check his website out at thebbqcleaner.com, thebarbecuecleaner.com. Give him a call for that free consultation to learn more about how you can be an owner, an operator of the BBQ Cleaner, the barbecue cleaner. It's a great opportunity. And I want to thank Jeffrey Krinsman again for coming in and sharing the great news about his company. And now they are have the blessing of the Kansas City Barbecue Society. That's an amazing acknowledgement and achievement. And I'm really happy for him and happy for all the operators out there across the country. Want to remind you that you can listen to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, iHeartRadio. We haven't talked about iHeartRadio, but iHeartRadio has Tailgate Radio. So I know a lot of people that use iHeartRadio to get their favorite radio station. Well, guess what? You can also get your favorite podcast, which happens to be Tailgate Radio, and you can do it by just subscribing. Just type in up in the corner with a little magnifying glass, Tailgate Radio. You'll see some other Tailgate stuff, Tailgate Station. I think there's a radio station in Florida called Tailgate 109 or something. That's not us. We're just Tailgate Radio. You'll see the logo. You'll see the grill with Tailgate Radio right in the middle of it, and that's us. And we're excited that you continue to listen to our show every week. So for everybody here at Game Day Media and Tailgate Radio, I am the Grill Sergeant John Largent. And as I always say, I've been saying this for damn near 20 years. Keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we will see you in the parking lot. Catch you on down the road. Adios, amigos.
You've been listening to the Tailgate Radio Network. Any rebroadcast without the express written consent of Major League Beer Pong is strictly prohibited.